I just want to make one comment early. I'd like to thank the four players that we traded out of here, but especially Tyler and staff. Both longtime Sabres. I'm sure we're, you know, saddened today a little bit by what happened. I talked to both of them, and I'm sure it's going to be a tough day on those guys and their families. So we certainly wish them all the best.
To get this deal done early and maybe not have to wait until June or whatever, do you have to pay a premium price to do that?
No, the deal was the deal. I had no timetable. It happened for whatever reason. They called, and they'd known from past conversations that I had interest in both players, and it happened.
How long was this in the works?
3-4 days, probably.
Tim, everyone here knows the skill level of Evander Kane. With all the things going on in the hockey world, all the talk, where is your level of confidence about him as a person melding into your organization, given all that's happened?
I'm confident that he wanted to change the scenery. In his mind, probably wanted a more important role, and I think that we've certainly given him the change of scenery today, and I think we can give him a more important role. He can be an important guy here. He's going to be a big part of any success that we have, I believe. You watch him play on the ice. He plays hard. He plays in traffic. He doesn't play a perimeter game. He plays a heavy game. He scores goals from around the net. He plays the game right, and he finishes checks. He's a good fighter. I don't know how much I want him fighting, but that's what he is. That's his character on the ice. I've heard some hearsay and stuff like that, and a little bit that happened in Winnipeg, but I see a guy on the ice that plays like that. I have to assume that he is at least somewhat like that off the ice. And I'm excited to have a player like that come in here.
Medically, I mean, are you expecting to be ready for training camp?
Yes. You know, it was a labrum, tear, surgery. That's always a concern. And talking to Winnipeg and talking to his agent, we're confident that it's going to be a normal recuperation after that surgery, that there are no complications. He's been back to see a follow-up with the doctor that did it to check his incision and to look at it again, and by all accounts, it's business as usual.
What interested you about Bogosian?
When did I what?
What interested you about Bogosian? What do you like about?
Just what he is as a hockey player. He's a big, strong, athletic kid who plays hard, has a ton of character in my estimation, has leadership qualities. I've liked him since, probably the first game I saw him as an amateur player. And I think both guys bring that multiple dimensions, but the one dimension they both bring is they're hard to play against. And they make us as a team harder to play against. And I guess I'm a fan of that.
How hard is it to part with Tyler Myers, though? I mean, he's a 25-minute franchise-type defenseman.
It's hard. Every time you make a trade, it's hard. Tyler was playing number one minutes here, playing in all situations. But you can't make a trade like this without giving up something. That's either you're in when they call and mention these names of this stature, you're in, and you know you're going to pay a big price, or you're out. And I guess as of today, it's the trade's official, so we were in. But it's certainly not easy trading good players and good people out of your organization. But we're in 30th place, and that dictates that we try to get better.
Tim,
sure. I did. I think I said from day one that we have a lot of picks. There were extra picks here when I got here. We acquired a couple extra picks in my first trade. And I've said all along that I would much rather use them for players that have played a certain amount of games in the league, but that still fit the rebuild and still fit the age category that we needed. And And this is my preference to going to the draft and picking twice in the first round and high every year. That's not my goal.
I was just kind of along those lines, because you told me right when you were introduced as GM that you really weren't envisioning this as like a five-year rebuild, I think were the words you used. How far along or how far forward in the process do you think a deal like this moves you? Granted, some other factors still.
I'm not going to put years on it or days on it, but this speeds it up. And I did say that, and I believe that. But if I can't make a deal like this, and I tried to make, let's say I've tried to make six like this and I can't get it done, that's partly on me, and that's partly the fact that, you know, these players are hard to get, so the rebuild would take longer. But my plan was to be able to do something like this to speed it up. And I know we're picking high this year, and that's the way it is, but you know, I certainly don't want to be having to listen to talk and watch us play without getting results next year. I mean, I want to improve, and I think these two guys can help us improve.
Tim, this makes twice in 3 or 4 days that Terry Pegula has signed a player who had perceived character issues, you know, about Incognito, I assume. Was it hard to sell him? Was there any question on his part about Kane's character? And what does this say then about your owner's ability to willingness to take a risk on guys?
Well, he asked, you know, I kept him informed. He asked questions, and I answered them to the best of my ability and truthfully. And so it wasn't all unicorns and rainbows and jujubes. It never is with any player. I mean, players have warts. The best players have warts. I can tell you the best of the very best players had warts, but I can't talk about them. Just what it is in the past. And so he listened. He asked questions. He wants to be informed. And then he tells me to do what I feel is best. So to answer the second part is, what's it say to him about taking a chance on perceived character issues? I guess he's done it. So if the sentiment in the room is that Evander has character issues, then he took a chance on a guy with character issues. I believe it's more than that. I believe it runs a little deeper, and there are different things involved. I made a trade for him, so I'm not worried about his character.
Did you make the connection in your mind at all? I mean, did you say at any point, oh my God, he just signed the bully to his football team?
Well, I don't know if he's a bully. I guess the NFL said he's a bully, and Rex said he wanted to bully team, so it looks like a good fit to me. But I'm not a football guy.
As you said.
Nor a bully.
As you said, it's sad when you see some guys leave who've been here for so long. But when you hung up the phone and everything was done, what did you think? What were your emotions?
When I hung up with Tyler or hung up with Winnipeg? Oh, I was happy. I believe in these two players. I think that they make us a better organization and a better team. I think that they're going to help. We're going to add enough young guys just because we have to. We had multiple picks last year. This year we're going to have a couple picks early, 3, 4, 5, whatever, depending on the end of the year, what if we acquire picks or trade picks. But that's a lot of picks in 2 years. So we're going to be adding young guys as we go along here, and they need the right people to follow. And I think these two guys fit that. You can't agree to a trade and feel remorse right after you hang up the phone. So I have to say, as excited as I thought it was over, and then these guys dragged me around to continue the process. But yeah, I was excited, and then you move on. It's done, and that's me.
Tim, everyone in this room knows what this season is about and where it's going. We haven't heard much from you recently. Where has your mindset been during a 14-game losing streak, first of all? And secondly, what do you want to see from the guys in this locker room for the next 25 games?
Well, my mindset was partway between insane and pissed off, I guess. That was my mindset, losing 14 games in a row. Where we want to go forward is we want to, as I've said all along, we want to improve every day. We want our kids to get better. We want our veterans to see a purpose in a terrible season. And I think that comes from within. Each individual guy has to find a way, as you do in any walk of life, when things aren't going well. You have to find a way to have a purpose and how to and to try to get better individually. And I'm not saying that's easy in this situation at all, but it's not really the worst job in the world to come to a rink every day and have to play hockey for a living and make decent money. And nobody wants to be on a 30th place team. Those guys aren't happy in there. I talked to Gionta this morning for a long time. Nobody's happy. Nobody's trying to lose. Nobody buys into this tanking stuff. These guys want to win. They want to have individual success, which translates to team success. Right now, there's no team success. But that's not for a lack of them trying. That's not for a lack of them preparing. And they want the organization to get better, quicker, rather than long-term.
So you would agree, this is, even though everyone knew you were rebuilding, this is far worse than you expected from this club?
No, I don't know how to answer that.
I mean, you almost set the NHL record for the longest losing streak.
Yeah, that's not good. That is, I don't even have to answer that. I mean, you guys know that's not good. So would I like to be a better team than we are? Absolutely. Would I like to be going in the right direction quicker than we are? Absolutely. That's not the way it is. So to go back to the first part of the question, players have to find a way to fight through this, to not stall in their careers, to get better. And that's on management, that's on coaching, and that's on the players themselves to find a way to do that.
We've got a couple more.
Tim, how do you feel about the organizational depth, juniors, college, Amherst, and has anybody exceeded your expectations this year?
Well, we just traded away a bit of our depth, both good young players. But I like our depth. Our kids are having success. I went to Erie last Friday to watch Sault Ste. Marie, and we had a couple players in the game, and they're on good teams. They're having success. They're having individual success, but more importantly, they're learning how to play properly, and they're having team success and learning how to fit in to a team environment with players that are better than them, even though they're good players. And I like that. I think we have guys sprinkled throughout junior hockey and throughout college hockey and in the American League that are good prospects. And we deal with them every day through email. We try to see them as much as we can, and we try to guide them to be the best they can. And that's what player development is, and that's what we've... I think since I've got here, we've put a big emphasis on that, and that's your future. And whether your future's tomorrow or 5 years from, these guys fit in the future somewhere. Some guys will be next year, some guys will be 5 years down the road, but you have to treat them that they're a big part of it. And yeah, you may be 5 years down the road, but we still think you're a big part of what's going to happen here. So that's how you treat them.
Tim, what is your...
Todd and Adam, then we'll just go
okay,
around.
Go ahead,
how far away did you see Armia and Lemieux making? Do you see them being coming NHL players?
They would show us. They would tell us how far away they are. Brendan's in junior hockey, having a tremendous year. I feel that he would have to go back to junior next year. I'd be open-minded if he came into camp and tore it up, but the process for 90% of the players is that you go back to junior and you work your way up. Joel had a tough year in his rookie pro season in the American League last year, better this year. Some nights he showed you tremendous flashes of upside and talent. So he's obviously closer. But, you know, these guys, all we can do is help them. They show you, first of all, if you do bring Joel up for a stint and you do put him in the right position to succeed and he doesn't, then it just tells you he needs more seasoning, he needs more time. But there's no doubt in my mind that Winnipeg got two very good prospects.
Tim, in the sense that I haven't had the chance to talk to you recently. What's your opinion of the job that Ted Nolan has done and is doing right now?
We're in 30th place. We don't have the most talented team in the world. I recognize that. That takes time. Some nights our team, first period last night, for an example, you know, we weren't very good. Then the second period we were very, very good. I would like to see more consistency, and I think that's just not on the coaches. That comes from the players, too. And so we evaluate every day. And That will continue to the end of the year.
Tim, do you anticipate making any more moves before the deadline?
Only if I can get a partner. So if somebody calls and, you know, they're very interested in one of our guys, I will listen. And I wouldn't be shocked if we made a couple more moves, though, no.
Forget the deadline. What about today? There's chatter about more
trades. Well, if I could get to my office and get on the phone, I might be able to do that. But, see, you make a big trade, and then you're tied up for 2 or 3 hours. But I say no to today. Now, if I get a call when I get it back up there, it could happen. But I haven't talked to anybody for the last 2 days about it.
Did call okay for Stafford's spot?
TBD.